Shalom, this is Billy Brim. Bless the Lord, hallelujah. So wonderful to hear your voices this morning. I cannot say thank you enough for all those of you who took your time, your precious time, and joined us, either in person or online at the Autumn Assembly. It was by far the most wonderful one we've ever had. The most was done, I believe, for the Lord and with the Lord, working with the Lord in prayer. Oh, how he worked and how he moved and how he answered. We're so thankful for that. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just, another thing I want to do right now. We know and we believe, and the Lord spoke to us concerning these upcoming elections. Now, God is doing it. He has promised us all his wondrous works. And now we're going to keep the devil out of it, because that's the part he gave us to do. So right now, I'd like to take authority, and this is habitational authority. I have a good friend who's on this line. I believe she'll be here this morning. She usually is. And she lived in Florida, right in the path of that terrible hurricane. A few weeks before, she was led of the Lord to sell her condo and move here in this area. And she did that. But she said she'd heard me talk so much about habitational authority, and she would sit on her condo. She was right close to the water. She would sit there as she could look out, and she would take her authority over that little place where she lived, that little community where she lived right at the water's edge. Well, she, like I told you, she moved back here, but she has a friend who still lives down there in the area, roads blocked for a while. But when he got back to his place, he told her everything was just like I left it. It was just like as if I'd walked out of the house and everything in it was stable and there, when right around the bend, a whole community was destroyed. So we're going to take our habitational authority, because there are precincts that we live in, voting precincts, and we're not the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and we have authority over him, and we're not going to let him do it. So right now, we're going to take our seat of authority, and we're going to do it with Ephesians, the prayer in Ephesians, beginning with verse 17 of chapter 1 in the book of Ephesians. I have this memorized, but the Bible says to keep things before your eyes, keep his words before his eyes, your eyes. So and I change a few words in it. Doesn't matter how you pray it. Just chapter 1, and we're going to begin with verse 17, and we're going to pray that prayer. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our hearts be enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of your calling, what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints? What is the exceeding greatness of your power to us who believe, which is according to the working of your mighty power which you wrought in Christ when you raised him from the dead and set him at your own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all rule, principality, power, might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. You have put all things under his feet, and you gave him to be the head over all things to the church, the ecclesia, which is your body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And we have you quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins. But God, you who are rich in mercy, and for your great love wherewith you loved us, even when we were dead in sins, you quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved. You raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. And now, we who were raised and seated with the body, that realm of darkness is under our feet. And now moving to the book of Colossians. Hallelujah. We are giving thanks to you, Father, who made us, qualified us, made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Thank you for delivering us from the power of darkness and translating us into the kingdom of your dear Son. We also thank you that you gave us the right to rule. In the book of Romans 5:17, you said, they who have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life as kings through their Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Father, I can't thank you enough for this. Just to wake up this morning and know the darkness, there's no darkness at all in you. You told us that last week. You told us that in the Word. You reiterated it to us in our prayer call. You are light, and you in you is no darkness at all. And Father, as dispensers of the light, we come to you praising you that you made us so. And moving and working and fellowshipping with you and working as partners and partakers, we do hereby take our seats this morning at your right hand in our Lord Jesus Christ and him in us as we wear our earth suits. And we're here today to take our habitational authority, for which we thank you. Now I call to attention the kingdom of darkness from Satan, its leader, down to the lowest imp. We're sitting here in our seats from all over this United States of America. We have others joining us. And we take our seats of authority, especially concerning our election. We do hereby decree that in our habitational realms, you will have no access, you will have no movement. We call you paralyzed, for it is written that heaven backs us up, has already backed us up, and given us the authority. And so we say unto you, you are bound in the name of Yahuwah Yeshua. Angels, you are loosed. Guard over the precincts. Guard over the voters. In the name above every name. And while we're at it, we plead the blood of Jesus over every spirit, soul, and body on this line. Our families, our derricks, our colleagues, our partners. And in the name above every name, we call every one of your plans fallen to the ground. Cease and desist in all your maneuvers against us. In the name above every name we pray, and we say, Jesus is Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for that right. We praise you for that right. We give glory to you for that right. That right, dear Father, to rule and to reign. I want to thank you once again for every person on this line, for the prayer force that you've raised up. Father, I just have such faith. I just have such confidence and peace concerning everything. It's because of you. And it's also because of what you've done in them. Heavenly Father, you know that our sources have contacted us and told us that the world, the nations, Israel, United States, is on highest alert today to Today, those who watch, those who are in authority, are on highest alert. Thank you, Father, for your alerting them. Thank you for working down through the leaders and thinking down through their minds and keeping them from making mistakes, but that they would move with God. We ask you to think through their minds, even those who may not know you, because we pray and we believe. We ask you, and we know you hear us. We know you hear us. Think down through their minds. Don't let them make mistakes. Guard them with your glory. In the name above every name, for our sake and the gospel's. Lord God, we don't know with our heads what the answers are, but we know you, and you are the answer to everything. We know things are written. We know things will be. We trust you with absolute faith. And thank you for your love. Bien toi. Max, do you have anything to say before we begin?
No, you covered it all, Miss Willie. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But you do corroborate the fact that we have been contacted. That the world is on high alert, right?
That is correct.
That is correct.
That is correct. Yeah, yeah.
And we have been asked to pray.
We have been asked to pray and pray in the Spirit.
All right. That's what we've been asked to do. And yeah. This request is from some of those who are in very high positions. Father, we're in unity. We're in unity. We're in unity. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we're in unity for our Lord. And we're in unity for this country. And we ask those of you who are from Norway and Australia and other places that always join, we believe for your country. You pray for your country, but we're asking you today. Well, it's the world that's affected. It's the whole world that's affected on this highest alert. And so all of us are in unity and asking God, praying in the Spirit for the whole situation and for everyone concerned. Dearest Father, you're the one who gives us the utterance in tongues. And you're the ones. We will just listen. But right now, we give our tongues to you. We yield to you and ask that you give, like Paul said, we pray for utterance right now, what you want spoken in the earth from all the points of light that each one of us is. Gabi toi. Thank you, Father. Kalinikalalama. Lidonyanikabra hafito kambritoblu. Kabinagnierno. Kabinaka. Chibantatuasha nikola kapito. Bajwa di varodembe di tanya nikola kapati nikola kafetie. La vidutua. Isu da da juwa ba da janja da go brakti di kapakti di kontonje. Mastiano no kapra. Kole bidutua sha nikola kapra. Kafi to go le kafi kanye ni kobra kata kala kambi tiyo. Ewe li chwasha no le kobra kata la kafi no. Nordi liande li kafra ti ake. Mshwala vi tanyo no gombre. Gavi dojo jwali de la donye ni kola kafete li komprakti li kankanga. Brusue cembre tushka tambre kotumbranie. Lai di li antopra. Njandje de kokala kapendi li kopra. Lali malkombre ke di kaka. Ali vashtyo. Nande le hinyaka. Nande le hinyaka lora. Bacioni vale bella tonye vikalai. No brasenjo non compre pa camba la scuola macchia. Capitato. Maghi Daniel. Alivato. Oh, cascando di comprate nero. Lolitania ne cobri capra Nicolo con papi. Maciugna ne capra Nicolo. Che ve li bacio no copri cala caprignano no copre. Aghida la capra. Ma che tu non coprati. Mance ne cola capra e le condane cola capapi. Longa la capra de copre de caliano no nombre cala capai. Mokolo goberia na kalakaya na kalakovele becciano. O shanyo no kobri dava. Kobri lanciano no kobri danye ni koro bahai. Lavi Daniel Korobashki, Daniel Nikola Gavalabaya, Nikola Konya, Nikola Kofrati. Kavi da Topre Nakala, Kavi Nako. Semen Nikala. Kilimatonya, Nikola Kofrati. O proski tanya ni kola ka finto no go breki ni kola ka vile benye ni kobra na sheni. Ma ki la johon la paha panye ni kola ka vile no nya na kabra ki ni konye ni kola ka vlake. Ni kola ma tishka danye ni kola ka vandanye ni kola ka vablaka fi. Praise you, Father. Oh, la malapeño, no coloca malapeño, no copetete. Aja de coloca fre. Galetora macaya ni calacombre. Widali tafra norma. Bangoliti. Bourgeois, Micaladonie. Bourgeois fete ni cobro. Bourgeois niende li ca. O li tanya ni cobro. Izwetili kambra kalika fanyeni kobra kalikanjana. Ojidalita la kaya ala gambagila tenye kalakafi. Pascal. Nande. Dorothy. Danyonoko. Ma. O. Lahala. O lahala vinyo. Goshanda do kopre. Kavila tora makito. Oh, la vila panye ni cobre di bagno no cobre kipa. Oh, la vila paia no cora kinya no cora ni caladinya no cobre di bagno ni cabra kilai. Poshka dinya ni calacam victo. Crodi calambi toshka damenye ni cava. Mastia cobra. Kabila duni ni kala kabila preski duni ni kora kapito. Bashka tora makaya na kota kohla kafri. O kala kara. Kabra tishkanyo na po. Peshwa. Peshwa di balatito. Vishwale balatito venye. And borte venye nukobre viska nongi abi. Toto toko papa. No. It's a vetanye ni cobra. Ili chua valatonye vikai, magolodanye ni kai, agalatinyo, agalatonya, magilatopaka la nekop, parakatanye nekoloka habre. Sostia. Sostratemia fingo. Kambila tora. Ha, no, it's a beat. Go balataya, angalatito, mastio. Mastiofia ninga, grandi. Oh, la marataya na kaka. Ho, palakaya na geveni nikai. Oh, la ba franiero mishka, son sinaka londa libra maha Nicolai Lailo. Oh, randi bastora. Grandiano holo gavala, baiana colo cobrete le gaba. Yo, ho, 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 ho. Chevelatoria makaya na kande ejini baya na korakati o barasonde ne cobra angala kafga para ganda chukara kapati kando na vi kambala hai rushkatai grondi vi malito mango patikonda makilanda pasitiata. Ma con la cavre, ma con la cavre Nicola varate, i giando le bara ma caia na niente, ai, na l'ombre, ai, ai. Istua, ma che lo cotosca, bratissa. Oli capri togne ni cabra colo co flambe to coscogne. Coli capri ni ni cofra che tagne ni colo co prete ni cala cammino. Oh. Copi tai. Gavida la tosca tata coho la caprandi ni coto cota capi. Masiano na kohora kahala kafito no kodoshke sidi kambrasi. Eni ne kora makai no kola kambri chada katashka. Ledo dudu kapra. Davidanyato Kalikampapi Anjor Makotoske Telikapa. Oh Papalita Makanyete Makalita Makogaki Tanya no bring. Oh la 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 la. Gridanyo no kobi kala brimano nyene kahala kapakata kataya no kola kaprike. Oggi danya ne kala. Kobigatita nakalaka frande. Edika brande. Kan vittora. Yatora makaya. Kalibandioni kabra sito logo dadaka. Oh, shami tanyo mikala danye. Mi kala fakora mesi kaya na kaya no ko kaya no ko te ko prete susani ne ko baba la kaya na ka kretani ne ko prete mi katashka eleve tu shoka prate kole kate kate kahala kambe. Give the tanya ni kahala kafika, kabra katanya ni kahala kafa. Kapikato na nam, likata kolati. Koshina kafi kala kandiana na nombre, kafi kala kambe. O sapitanyo, 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 sapitanyo ne kohula kaprita. Kobe latifla mekaya na konji ni kutashke. La mala paya ne cola cabala meni ni cobrica la cabecchio. Shate la cajoschi dani ne cojo la jabeño no coca la patiño no copelati. Rapacito, shate le cabala quiño no cole bele dani ni cobra. Shame talia na cala camina la compra chi le cabra. Pashkidonia, fele na kara. Dobra, kada nombre, tene kontiano kopre, tene kopre, tene kotoshka tambre. Hallelujah, praise his name, hallelujah. Kali gavrandi, le koho la kopre, tete nete. Praise your name, Lord. Praise your name. I was praying this morning with my Bible on my lap, and when I finished praying just now, it just sort of opened. And it's a new Bible, and I have only a few verses underlined, and it turned to one I had underlined, the words of Jesus, Matthew 4:4. It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I am impressed that this refers to us this morning by the words that are proceeding out of the mouth of God to us today, and that we shall live by them. We shall live. They are words of life to us. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Are you ready?
Thank you, Lord.
My dear brother?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Here we are again. Thank you, Lord.
And now we are receiving words that we can live by.
Yes, I mean. Okay. Started with first line here. I am your Lord Jesus. Be one in me. I am your Lord Jesus. Be one in me. And then he gave us Philippians chapter 2, verse 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 2. Pray with my prophet. I am referring to the Holy Spirit as truth. Pray with my prophet. I am referring to the Holy Spirit as truth and show what to come. I'll read it again. Pray with my prophet. I am referring to the Holy Spirit as truth and show what to come. We know this one. John 16:13. The book of John, chapter 16, verse 13, 1-3. I am just and right. I am your rock. I am just and right. I am your rock. Then he gave us Deuteronomy 32, verse 4. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4. And after that, the line after that, listen, you are in. Listen, you are in.
Is that word I in?
Yes. Listen, you are in. I am. Church, I want you to lie down. L-I-E. Oh, underline it. Church, I want you to lie down. Or lay down, it's L-I-E. Underline it. Next line, the book of Psalm 23, verses 1 through 6. Psalm 23, 1 through 6. I believe this is the same one Brother Copeland preached on in the tent. Psalm 23, 1 through 6. Next line, underline it. Fear no evil. Fear no evil. Wow. Listen to this. Some of the evil ones, O-N-E-S, some of the evil ones are your leaders. And the line, continue on, Russia, Iran, Turkey, Syria, China, and Arabs. I'll read it again.
And what?
Arabs. That mean me. Arabs. Well, not me particularly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'll read it again. Some of the evil ones are your leaders. And then it goes on. He told us Russia, Iran, Turkey, Syria, China, and Arabs. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next line. Second Thessalonians 3:3. Second Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. Next line, underline it, I will guard you. I will guard you. And I will rescue you. Pray and give me the glory. I will guard you, and I will rescue you. Pray and give me the glory. Thank you, Lord. Next line. 2 Timothy 4:18. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 18. Next line, underline it. Take refuge in me. Take refuge in me. Next line. Proverbs 19:23. The book of Proverbs, chapter 19, verse 23. I will help you. Are you listening? Wow. I will help you. Are you listening? In other words, he's speaking to us right now. I will help you. Are you listening? Next line. Psalm 46, verse 1. Psalm 46, verse 1. Next line. Don't think too much. Resist the devil. Wow. Don't think too much. Resist the devil. next line, the book of James, chapter 4, verse 7. James 4, 7. Next line. Run to me. Okay, now I'm going to use that code here. I believe we agree on K-A-K. Okay.
A-K-A, Cyrus.
Oh, is it A-K-A? Okay. Yes.
Oh, A-K-A? A-K-A, Cyrus.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to read this line again. Where was I?
Run to me.
James 4, 7. Okay. Run to me, a.k.a. Cyrus, Israel, and be strong. Run to me, a.k.a. Cyrus, Israel, and be strong. And a.k.a. last name.
Mm-hmm.
Next line. Next line is Proverbs 18:10. Proverbs 18:10. Next line, I will not leave you. I will not leave you. Deuteronomy 31:6, I believe. Yeah, this is 6. Deuteronomy 31:31, chapter 31, verse 6. I shall know when you do just I'm just going to read it. This doesn't make, I don't want to say the word sense, but okay. I shall know when you do. Oh, I shall know when you do. Just say, I will not fear. With two words kind of close together, just say, they're kind of almost one word. I shall know when you do. Just say, I will not fear. And then he gave us Nahum. That's how you pronounce it. Nahum 1, chapter 1, verse 7. Nahum, or Nahum 1, 7.
That's the way we say it. The way the Jews say it is Nahum.
Nahum, okay. So Nahum 1, 7. And then next line, Hebrews 13, verse 6. Hebrews 13, 6. Wow. Listen to this. And please do not be shaken, church. And please, do not be shaken, church. Moving along here. Psalm 62, verse 2. The book of Psalm, chapter 62, verse 2. And then Psalm 16, verse 8. Psalm 16:8. Next line, underline it. Listen, you are not consumed. Listen, you are not consumed. ED in the end. Listen, you are not consumed. Underline it. Next line, the book of Malachi, chapter 3, verse 6. Malachi 3, 6. I will not change. Underline it. I will not change. Underline it. Next line, I am, so write it two times, I am, I will not leave you, I am, I will not leave you. Next line, the book of Genesis 28, 15.
15:15.
Genesis 28, verse 15. 15. Next line. I am watching over you. Thank you, Lord. I am watching over you. Next line. Wow. I give you the authority. Use it today. Did I say underline it?
Which one?
This one here. I give you the authority. Use it today. Underline it if I didn't say it. I give you the authority. Use it today. Next line, give us a lot this morning, almost there. Praise the Lord. Luke 10:19. Luke 10, chapter 10, verse 19. 19. What did I tell you before? Through the prayer with my prophet and friend. What did I tell you before? Through the prayer with my prophet and friend. What did I tell you before? Through the prayer with my prophet and friend. Next line. Oh, Ephesians 6:11. Oh, my Lord. Ephesians 6:11. Next line. It is time. Three words. It is time. Next line. Oh, underline it as well. Are you listening this morning? Wow. Are you listening this morning? Trust in me.
Did you say to underline, are you listening this morning?
Yes. Underline it. Are you listening this morning? Underline it. Trust in me.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Jesus. And lest I forget it, we will not be out of the mountain at noon, but we will be having another prayer call exactly at noon 12 noon, Central Time, we will be having a prayer call, just like this one. I am your Lord Jesus. Be one in me. Philippians 2:2.
Mm-hmm.
This is King James. Fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of what? Of one mind.
Wow.
Remember what Chip preached, that the Lord had shown him what adds to the church? It's when we're in one accord.
Oh, yes.
That they were not only in one accord in the upper room in Acts 2:2, the first part, but in verse 46 they were in one accord, still continuing in one accord, and that allowed the church to add daily. The Lord God to add daily, such as should be saved. That's one reason why our autumn assembly is so powerful. The people, the prayers, were in one accord. Pray, my prophet. I am referring to the Holy Spirit as truth and show you what to come. John 16:13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. I am just and right. I am your rock. Deuteronomy 32:8. 32:4. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right.
Wow.
Exact words in the King James. Just and right is he.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen, you are in church. I want you to lie down. Psalm 23:1-6.
You're right. These are actually two lines here. Listen, you are in is one line. And then church.
Church, I want you to lie down is another line, and that one is to
another line.
Underlined.
Correct.
1-6. The Lord is my shepherd. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. You see, there's where he wants us to lie down. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and King James says mercy, but the word is chesed, shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I think that he means you are in the house of the Lord. Fear no evil. Some of the evil ones are your leaders. Russia, Iran, Turkey, Syria, China, and Arabs. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. Notice that he didn't say the Russians, the Iranians, the Turks. the Syrians, the Chinese, and the Arabs are evil. He said some of your leaders are evil.
Oh.
He's not against all Russians. Dear me, no. I know so many of them. I've been there. I was just at the Dead Sea for a month, you know, in April, and there was this marvelous, wonderful Russian family.
Yeah.
No, no. He's talking leaders here.
Wow.
That's right. He's calling some of their, fear no evil, some of the evil ones are your leaders. And then he names the countries. And he says to Russia, some of your leaders are evil. He's saying to Iran and Turkey and Syria and China and the Arabs, some of your leaders are evil. I will guard you, and I will rescue you. Pray and give me the glory. 2 Timothy 4:19. Second Timothy 4:18.
18, sorry, yeah.
And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Take refuge in me. Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. That's the King James. Let's see what it says in one of the more modern translations. ESV. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and whoever has it rests satisfied. He will not be visited by harm. Now in the NASB. I like, the fear of the Lord leads to life, so that one may sleep satisfied, untouched by evil. I like the ones that use the word evil here, because that's the one he's been using, rather than harm.
Yeah, yeah.
And it is, I'm looking at the Hebrew word now. It is the word for evil, ra. So I like the NASB or the King James better on this one. I will help you. Are you listening? Psalm 46:1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Don't think too much. Resist the devil. James 4:7. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. You know what that says to me? You don't have to figure out everything. If it's bad, resist the devil and be done with it.
That's true.
Run to me. And this is a man's name. He's a leader in America, a.k.a. Cyrus. Then Israel, and be strong. Run to me, that name, comma, Israel, comma, and be strong. Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runs into it and is safe.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Literally it says, the righteous runs into it and is set on high. That speaks to me, we're above the fray. He told me one time when some attacks are going to come against the ministry, he said, live above the fray. So that's what he wants us to do. Run into him, be strong, and live above the fray. I will not leave you. Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or tremble at them, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. That's the New American. Hallelujah. I shall know when you do. Just say, I will not fear. Nahum 1:7. Yehovah is good. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows them that trust in him. Hebrews 13:6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Now this says to me, when he said, I shall know when you do, he could be speaking to someone particularly. And he's told them to do something, and he'll know when they do it. Just say, I will not fear. Or he's saying, I will know when people trust me. I will know when you trust me.
Yeah.
Meditate it and see what he says to you about it.
Right, yeah.
And please do not be shaken, church. Psalm 62:2. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be greatly moved. That's King James. Let's see what the ESV says. This is good. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. That's the ESV. I'll use that there. Psalm 16:8. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be shaken.
Huh.
Wow. He made it plain to us. We're not to be shaken. Evidently,
yes.
It looks to me like something is going to happen that could shake you, but the Lord doesn't want you to be shaken.
Yeah.
Listen, you are not consumed, underlined. Malachi 3:6. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore you, O children of Jacob, are not consumed. Now that's particularly speaking to the Jews, children of Jacob. Bless Jews, but here he's speaking to all of us and to them.
Yes.
Because he directed one of the further statements, previous statements, to one of our leaders and to Israel. I will not change, underlined. I am. I will not leave you. I am is Jehovah, the name Jehovah. It means he was, he is to come. He doesn't change. I am, I will not leave you. And previously he said, I will not change.
I will not change.
Genesis 28:15. I just love looking at these. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land. Now he's talking here particularly to Jacob, but he's telling to us, I'm with you wherever you go.
For I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. I will not leave you. His very words are in the ESV.
Wow.
I am watching over you. I give you the authority. Use it today. And that line is underlined.
Yes.
Luke 10:19. Behold, I have given you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power, and that word is dunamis power, of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt you.
Oh, my Lord.
What did I tell you before through the prayer with my prophet and friend? Ephesians 6:11. He told us. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil.
Wow.
It is time. Are you listening this morning? Underlined. Trust in me. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Such messages of promise. Don't fear.
Strength, wisdom.
He's just, though. And it looks like something is coming. Hallelujah. But we're
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Okay. So when we look at these words today, and I believe the Holy Spirit just spoke to me too, not just today, every Wednesday, every Mawad we have with him, really to understand what he is telling us. We are to read all these words, the message from him, what he has given us. He just told us today.
Yes.
He said the Spirit as the truth and show what to come. So to understand this, not to just focus on one verse or one line, to understand it, understand the first one, then in relation to the first one, when you read the second one, understand the first one, and then you'll mm-hmm. understand the second one, then you'll understand the mm-hmm. third one, and go forth all the way to the end. I mm-hmm. just see a message every Wednesday in every prayer call from heaven.
Absolutely.
So
And it seems to me there's a theme to it.
Yes.
They connect. Mm-hmm.
Yes, a theme. I should have used that word earlier, and I will save my
breath
for
right.
1 minute.
He's saying something to us. There's a message.
Yes.
And don't forget,
yes.
we're praying this. This is what we prayed.
Right.
So it's for us, and it's for those folk who don't even know anything about this call. We prayed, like, for instance, he is their rock.
Yeah.
So praise God. A wonderful blessing of the Lord. And we will not be out at Prayer Mountain at noontime, but we will be before the throne of God in our prayer chairs or wherever you are. At 12 o'clock exactly, we'll come on the line I usually come in 10 minutes earlier and turn on the, you know, so that everybody can hear. But at 12 o'clock, a minute after, we will begin to pray. I love you all, and thank you so much. Appreciate you so much, Max. You and Quinn, you drove hard to get here. You worked while you were here, and then you drove hard to get back and prepare yourself for the call. And we thank you for that. Bless
thank
the Lord.
Thank you. We're honored. Bless the Lord. I mean.
Yes, we're honored to have you too. We love you all. I love every single one of you. And, oh, my, what a prayer force you have become. In the mighty hand of God. What a weapon. There's an Old Testament scripture which says of Israel, you are my battle axe. And every once in a while he give us that scripture. I know some months back he's given it. We're his weapons.
Yes,
and we
are.
We thank you, Lord, for using us. In Jesus' name, amen. Shalom, amen. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.